Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast. Home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time. Together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time. Together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And this episode of the podcast is in memory of Danny Frank Robertson. It would take 20 minutes to explain the family tree, but in short, Danny was a surrogate father to me and one of my biggest supporters in my adventures with cannabis. I am a believer in the vastness of our personal strength and the power of human will. Danny was a living example of that and graced the world with his lightness and humor far longer than doctors ever predicted. You see, in 1995, Danny was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and was given 17 months to live. He thought differently than his doctors and decided to lead a vibrant life for 22 more years. And he peaced out on his own terms on April 28, 2018. Back when I began experimenting with making canna butter, oils, and edibles, Danny was always a willing guinea pig, and it brought me joy to know the things I created brought him relief. He was good and kind and loving, and he was so funny, and he could make or fix pretty much anything. So whether you're a joker, a smoker, or a midnight toker, I ask you to send a loving thought to the Robertson family. Huh, now I'm going to pull it together because it's time for the show.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one toke.
I get asked every day for CBD product recommendations. And the question gets harder and harder to answer. We're battling the old choice overload problem these days. I mean, I can't blink without a new CBD product entering the market. And with hemp-based CBD being 50-state legal, there's no way I've heard of half the products people are emailing and asking me about. So I did what any good pot nerd would do, and rolled up my sleeves in an effort to create some order in the chaos. If you've been looking for a good CBD product, I did my homework for the both of us. I'm currently shopping for an affordable but effective daily CBD supplement for my dad. I made some initial recommendations to him, but he's not willing to pay quite as much as I am. The cannabinoid-specific products I love and use are kind of pricey, but I recognize that preventative maintenance is cheaper than health specialists and hospital bills down the road, so I'm willing to budget money each month for cannabis-infused wellness products. Some people use that same philosophy to justify their expensive gym or yoga membership. We've all got our own thing, no judgment. As long as you're investing in your wellness, then more power to you. That said, my recommendation when choosing a CBD product is to determine your monthly budget. That will cut back your search significantly and save so much time online shopping. It's like me on dating apps adjusting my age range search, except in this case, you'll appreciate sifting through a smaller pile.
Oh, the joys of singlehood.
In California, the bulk price of cannabidiol is going down. Product manufacturers might pay between $9 and $20 per gram for the active ingredient, depending on the bulk of their purchase. But the retail cost of CBD products remains steady due to the introduction and growing popularity of CBD as a substitute for opioids and over-the-counter remedies. CBD has a plethora of applications, from treating aches and chronic pain to depression. It's also a lifesaver for patients suffering from epilepsy, cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, and autoimmune disease. I personally consume CBD as a daily supplement with the rest of my vitamin regimen for my overall health and wellness. The anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties of CBD make it a great addition to my lineup. If you're curious how I use cannabis as a multivitamin, I'll include the list of morning supplements I consume and why in the show notes. As I look for something to recommend to my parents for daily use, my jaw consistently drops over the prices of these high-potency CBD hemp oils I see on the market. One popular high-potency option that I have been looking at contains 1,500 milligrams of CBD per ounce, and it costs $165 for a one-month supply, which is 30 milliliters or 1 ounce of liquid. I wanted to discover if that $165 price tag was over the top or if it was reasonable. Let's evaluate the cost breakdown and start on the generous end of things and suppose they pay retail pricing on their CBD at $30 per gram, which of course we all know they don't. So 1,500 milligrams of CBD is 1.5 grams. So on the extreme high end, they've spent $45 per container on the active ingredient. Are you with me so far? Does that make sense? $30 per gram times 1.5 grams. The only one or two additional ingredients are the carrier oil and perhaps a food grade essential oil like peppermint for flavor. So now I'll be generous and add $5 to their cost of goods manufactured for those two additional ingredients. So now on the ultra high end, we're looking at the company spending $50 per unit. On the low end, for a manufacturer that's churning out a ton of product, those cost of goods manufactured could be around $20 per unit. In my experience, there's typically a standard 100% markup for retail sale, which should make this product $100 on the high end. But it's retailing at $165. So we're paying up to 8 times what it costs them to make it. I could understand that price tag if I was purchasing it in a boutique in San Francisco, but I'm a consumer purchasing directly from the product manufacturer's website and not paying tax. So when I see a $165 price tag, it pisses me off. It's price gouging, and those prices are too steep for sustained use. Think of all of the seniors and lower income individuals and families who could benefit from using CBD but can't afford it. I believe in the healing properties of cannabidiol to the point that I think sustained use will lower our need and dependence on primary care physicians and their prescription pads. I don't know what to do about it. I'm just venting. But it's definitely something to think about. And in case you're new to the world of CBD and a bit apprehensive or confused, I'm going to touch on a few general questions. First, is CBD legal? If you spend much time online, you'll find confusing information on whether or not CBD is legal in the United States. The simple answer is that CBD is completely legal in every state, with or without a prescription. The one caveat is that the CBD must be sourced from the hemp plant and not cannabis. Cannabis-derived CBD can only be sold inside states with medicinal or adult use laws in place. CBD poses no danger of any sort, so the DEA doesn't spend our tax dollars investigating CBD distribution. If they did, it would be the sellers who were at risk to prove the CBD came from hemp rather than cannabis, not us as consumers. CBD's legality is only complex because of her sister THC's reputation. We've all been judged by a family member's reputation, haven't we? But I promise you can purchase CBD with no legal worries at all and no need for a prescription. So get out there and buy your CBD products with confidence. All right, next question. What type of CBD products are available? CBD is generally purchased in one of 6 forms: tinctures, oils, sublingual pills or capsules, vaping liquids, or skin balms, like the one available for purchase at casuallybaked.com.
Muscle rub plug.
But you can also purchase the CBD isolate. I'll touch more on that later. Let's set that aside. I think the most popular CBD products across the country right now are the oils and topicals. Topicals are exceptional for localized muscle and joint relief. From athletes, to seniors, to kids with growing pains, to relief for those suffering various autoimmune diseases. But I'm going to focus today's discussion on the oils, since that's the method of administration that gives you full body wellness benefits. What ingredients are in CBD oil? Most oils are quite simple, formulated using only CBD and a carrier oil. CBD extract does not need a carrier oil in order to be effective. However, because CBD is fat soluble, carrier oils stabilize it and increase its bioavailability. I'd say coconut oil and MCT oil are the most popular and effective carrier oils, helping your body absorb the CBD. If you're not familiar with MCTs, that stands for medium chain triglycerides. MCTs are very quickly converted into energy to fuel our brains and bodies instead of requiring a pit stop in our liver for processing like long chain triglycerides. Coconut oil contains MCTs, but only a few behave in your body as real MCTs. I know this sounds confusing, so I'm going to add some more info in the show notes about MCTs and coconut oil. I found a great blog by the entrepreneur who founded Bulletproof Coffee. He does a great job of explaining the nuances and benefits of the various fatty acid oils so that you and I can keep on cruising. Bottom line, CBD oil products that use true MCT for its carrier oil are more potent and have a more immediate effect. While many CBD oils use MCT as a carrier, you'll also find on the market some that use hemp seed oil, olive oil, or propylene glycol. I do not recommend ever purchasing any CBD products with propylene glycol, period. What is full spectrum CBD versus CBD isolate? See, we're bringing it back around. Here's our CBD isolate conversation. CBD oil is produced in one of two forms, full spectrum and isolate. CBD isolate, which is made up of more than 99% CBD, was once considered the gold standard. But because of the entourage effect, we now know full spectrum has the most medicinal power. Full spectrum contains a range of cannabinoids, including trace amounts of THC, working together, and the effect of the CBD is heightened. If you work in a sector that routinely or randomly drug tests, then you need a CBD product with no traces of THC. That means you're looking for products containing CBD isolate. Just as it sounds, isolate CBD goes through the extraction process and is separated from the other cannabinoids and compounds in the plant, so you won't fail a drug test. Can you consume too much CBD? Cannabidiol encourages balance in the body and promotes overall wellness. There are no known side effects to large doses of CBD, so you don't have to worry about taking too much. Now, for a do-it-yourself recommendation. It doesn't take major kitchen skills to create your own CBD remedy at a substantial cost savings. I'll include links in the show notes for the best carrier oil choice and an affordable and reputable CBD recommendation, as well as a link to a simple step-by-step guide to doing it yourself. In a nutshell, you'll combine the carrier oil and CBD powder using a double boiler setup on your stovetop so as not to burn up the oil, and you'll stir gently until the CBD isolate is fully dissolved. That's it. Bottle that shit and you're ready to go. And per usual, store in a cool dark place. Retail price for a gram of CBD isolate is roughly $30, with a small price break if you buy upwards of 5 grams at a time generally. As for the carrier oil, I recommend Bulletproof's Brain Octane Oil, which costs $46 for a 32-ounce container. That's enough to make 32 bottles of your CBD oil. I found a high-potency recipe of one pricey brand for us to mirror. They use a 1-ounce bottle with organic hemp seed oil and 1,500 milligrams of pure CBD isolate and then top it off with a touch of peppermint. They recommend taking 3 to 5 drops of their oil 3 to 4 times a day. At $165 per bottle, that's a fucking expensive supplement. We can take this recipe and create our own oil with that same 1,500 milligrams of CBD. That's 1.5 grams of pure CBD isolate powder for $45, plus $1.50 for an ounce of a top quality carrier oil, plus less than $1 for the 1 ounce amber colored bottle with child resistant dropper. That's less than $50. And obviously, you'd make more than 1 ounce at a time and store it or gift it to your friends or family or start your very own side hustle. Check out the show notes at casuallybaked.com for everything you need to do it yourself. If you could give two shits about doing it yourself and prefer to just spend money on convenience and quality, I have a product recommendation for you. I'm a fan of Eva CBD products. Eva combines the power of CBD with other organic, whole plant, Ayurvedic ingredients. All of their products are vegan, gluten-free, GMO-free, and 100% natural. I've taken their Better Brain, Better Energy, and Better Relief supplements. They also have Better Mood, Better Sleep, and the product that started it all, Better Pet Relief. They offer two websites to help avoid confusion. One for those of us who can consume full-spectrum CBD. Remember, there's traces of THC and other cannabinoids in full-spectrum. If that's your jam, you'll shop at evaonline.org. That's evaonline.org. If you're looking for the 50-state legal, absolutely no THC-included lineup, you'll shop at evacbd.com. That's evacbd.com. This is the right choice for anyone who gets drug tested as they use hemp-derived CBD isolate in these supplements. Now for a new little segment that I'm just going to call Cannabis in the Headlines. Here are a few new developments that will make great conversation starters around the water cooler or your next dinner party to help keep the cannabis conversation going. In April, an FDA advisory panel unanimously recommended approval of Epidiolex. It's the first pharmaceutical CBD drug for epileptic treatment. If the FDA follows the recommendation, as is expected, the drug would be the first cannabis-derived prescription medicine available in the United States. Epidiolex is made by the British company GW Pharmaceuticals. In other news, the NFL continues to do dumb shit. In a sports league plagued with opioid dependence, abuse, and addiction, it makes zero sense that they ignore the therapeutic benefits of cannabis. After kicking opioids with the help of cannabis, former Buccaneers player Mike James recently made history as the first player to ever request an administrative free pass from the NFL's marijuana ban. He filed for a therapeutic usage exemption and was denied. It sounds like I may need to kick my NFL habit this season. You got your face fixed up nice with all those little I know we barely scratched the surface of CBD today, but it's all about those baby steps. Hit me up at ask@casuallybaked.com with specific questions you want answered, and I'll be happy to tackle CBD again on a future podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes to help get you moving in the right direction and avoid getting sucked into the Google search vortex of CBD options. And as always, if you learned something, I really hope you will puff, puff, pass it on. Thanks for sharing your favorite episode with a friend. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. And Daddy, if you're listening, call Crystal and ask her to whip you up a batch of homemade CBD oil. Listen, it's in your budget and it will be made with so much love.